flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chime for those who are fatigued when it comes to that intro. I believe there's some new intro news. Am I correct about that?
That's correct, Greg. Monday morning to start the new week.
We've been workshopping. I think Wiggy will not be happy with whatever we deliver.
I don't care what you put out there.
You'll be critical of the music choice. I think we found a bed. That's 90% of it.
It's literally almost all of it.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
What genre of music is the bed?
I'm willing to bet it's rock and roll.
No, so it's an interesting twist on a classic.
Oh.
Correct.
I will state it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Classic that kind of relates to a film genre.
Yes.
If I could be so bold.
Yes.
As to suggest that. But listen, we've been workshopping it. If it's not up to your standards, we'll go back in the shop and work on it again, Shime, right?
Always,
that's
baby.
That's the way we do things around here?
Yep, everything for the people.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes?
Is this related to the change in administration on Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. We're so not... It's
not Lee Greenwood?
No, it is not. Proud to be American.
Kid
proud
Rock?
Proud to be American. It's not proud to be American.
Okay,
no.
Well...
No.
No American badass?
Yeah. Well, welcome to your show.
All right.
Good morning and hello. Thank you. The absolute nerve of Drake May daring to get engaged while there's a press conference going on back here.
Boy, oh boy, it feels good to be on the right side of history.
I mean, congratulations to Drake May and his longtime girlfriend. I think they met in junior high school or something like that.
That's cool.
So,
smart guy getting engaged in January.
Well, you know, Shime, there are some men who fall in love with the first car they drive. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. There are others who, you know, go on a vacation, they get a rental. But in this particular case, Drake May clearly fell in love, was lucky enough to meet his soulmate when he was young, and he is now officially engaged, and I guess that may stop some of those who were whining about the fact that he was not at Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference.
She's a day one.
Yeah.
I don't care that he wasn't at Vrabel's press conference.
Yeah,
not a big deal. He was already gone. There's no need for him to come back.
The way in which Patriots fan and media have reacted to this, you would think he was at the bedside of an ailing mother. Like, It's great. I hope he gets. I hope they're married for 100 years. I hope he never has a press conference again or goes to one. It really doesn't impact my life. But it was interesting that he didn't speak the final day of the season and that he had nothing about Vrabel. Then he had a story yesterday, which was great, a good reshare. That thing looked great. And I hope that he, as a married man, wins the Super Bowl next year. It's
well,
just so like...
See, I think to some, what is interesting about Drake May is what he is able to do on the football field alone. I don't care if he what he says, what he does, what anything that happens that is not winning football games.
So, why did you like Sean Thornton as a hockey player?
Because he was the very best leader I think the Bruins have had in the last, other than Patrice Bergeron, in the last 15 years. And there and the guys that were in the dressing room said that Sean Thornton was able to lead them, and he was able to lead them by example. So he was able to, when it came to needing to go and knock somebody out, he was willing to go and knock somebody out.
What about Jason Varitek? Why do you like Jason Varitek?
I like Jason Varitek because...
you guys are buds.
No. I never let friendship get in the way of my my opinion. I like him because he punched A-Rod.
Right. That's accountable. Guy that stood there, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, but I don't think that Drake May speaking to the media or going or standing there like Mac Jones did at Gerard Mayo's press conference right before he got thrown out of here a couple months later. That just doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Hello.
I understand that there are some who judge, they judge that as a leadership, a lack of leadership in Drake.
Were all the captains there that and spoke after Gerard Mayo?
No.
Why would Drake May at 20, whatever, 2-3 years old stay and hang around?
You're putting all the blame on this young rookie.
Yeah, you are.
You guys don't understand. You guys don't understand what a bad look means.
Excuse me. I get it every morning.
No, I'm not talking about physical appearance.
When it comes to my hair and my jowls.
No, I'm not talking about physical appearance. Like, I don't care about him, and I've said this a million times over. I don't care about him not being there for the introduction with Vrabel as the head coach. He's gone. He's off doing his own thing. He doesn't need to come back for that. The only thing I said, it's a bad look. The day after the game, when you are still here and you're the face of the franchise and your head coach gets fired, we would criticize or we would say that's a bad look for Mac Jones. For Drake May, we would have done it for Jason Tatum. We would do it for athletes that are the face of the franchise. And when you're the face of the franchise, I'm not saying you got to come out here and, you know, say what a great guy Mayo was, how you don't believe in him being fired. I'm just saying it's a bad look when you're the face of the franchise and your head coach gets fired the day before after the game and you don't say anything.
May is getting married. Yep. He is officially engaged.
Yeah.
And I hope they get that puppy in before minicamp because that will be another issue if he's gone for a wedding.
Yeah, I bet he probably waits a while for that
You think so? What?
Yeah.
A year?
She's still in college, so.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's still at UNC.
All right.
Well, probably wait.
Keep Bill Belichick away from her.
Oh.
It probably takes a while to get a venue. Where do you think they're probably, are they doing it back in North Carolina or?
Don't look at me. Shime's the one who's venue shopping right now.
I just had a call with a venue yesterday, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Chick-fil-A or?
Oh, no. It's like an actual wedding venue. Come on. I do love Chick-fil-A, but no.
What, Curtis?
I was going to say, I wonder if he's going to do a double wedding with Jackson.
What type of venue are you looking for, Shime? Because there may be a listener or two who could help.
Yeah, we've kind of narrowed it down to two vibes. Either your classic kind of like barn style, like the big open barn with a lot of open wood, or the more industrial style.
Oh, industrial style.
Yep.
Well, what do you mean, like steam pipe, whatever they call that style of architecture? Like that, when you say industrial style, what do you mean by
it's
that?
More like the painted brick and the big open area.
An abandoned warehouse, sort of.
Interesting, it's been redone.
Interesting to me that when you describe the vibe, it seems to purely just be the architectural look.
Yeah.
Not like not the feeling of the place, not the food that is available.
We haven't decided on the food yet, Greg. Okay, we're trying to lock down a venue first, then every domino will fall afterwards.
I'd be careful with both of those selections, because if you're looking at some barns, you're going to have to bring in all the food. Some industrial spaces, you're going to have to bring in all the food.
Well, he's already planning on bringing in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, we talked to one yesterday, and the owner was very kind. Mm-hmm. And she said, yep, we have a bunch of caterers that we use all the time. I'll give you all of their information. You can kind of pick and choose whichever one you want.
You're like, we demand one thing and one thing only, and that is pigs in a blanket.
The only thing
like pigs in a blanket.
The only thing I'm not compromising on is I want an open bar. That's all I care about.
Right.
I want my people to have fun.
There you go, big dog.
How many people at your wedding do you think, take a guess, how many you actually want to be there? How many do you think you'll ever...
How many I personally want?
Yeah, like 5%? 30. Okay, 30.
All right. So less than half.
Okay. So really, I wouldn't splurge on the open bar. I'm frugal. You're never going to see half... You'll never see half
my fiance
people.
Wants you'll, like the other half of them to be there.
You'll never see half those people again in your life. That'll be it. I'm just telling you.
Not a big wedding, Greg. We're not having a big wedding.
You're not having a big wedding.
No, it's going to be like 80 people.
Right, does Wiggy have to travel? Wiggy refuses to travel for anybody else's events.
Well, if Wiggy makes the cut, then no. Yeah. It's like 20 minutes away.
Oh, he's on the bubble.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yes, currently on the bubble.
Are we all on the bubble?
Currently, I'm trying to decide. Greg, there's got to be some numbers, finagled.
Hey, look, it's Shime Lenardi for his wedding.
Well, I wouldn't expect an invite. Like, that would be the last.
You wouldn't.
No, because I feel like a wedding is for your close family, personal, close friends that you've known your whole life. I don't think it's just like, people that maybe you work with and you've built a relationship with over 2-3 years. I don't think that's what a wedding's for. I mean, I don't think an invite. I know, Courtney, you invited us, but I think that you just doing that was off of being real polite and, respectful and saying, okay. But normally... when you say it's like your wedding.
What you're saying is you don't want to go to any coworker's wedding. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I would think like it's weird that a coworker would invite me when we're.
Well, don't you think we're friends in addition to being coworkers?
Yeah, we're friends, but wedding friends, I feel like, is a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for, Curtis? Help me with the word.
Formal.
A lot more close-knit is wedding friends.
Right. I would say a wedding. What Wiggy's saying is that. If you bring your people from work, it's more viewed as a compulsory thing you have to do. Because if you invite me or Greg, then you have to invite Courtney and Wendy or vice versa. Mm. So I would say we could do a preemptive don't worry about it.
Mm.
And then that precludes him having to spend 20 bucks for me at the open bar.
Right.
And from us having to give him a $100 gift card to the Outback.
Or nothing.
All right.
Right, Courtney.
You can get Greg.
Your gift is coming.
Oh,
I'm waiting.
I don't need anything.
I am waiting
honest.
To find the perfect gift.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't just want to go out. Listen, I could write you a check.
No,
I don't think you want that.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I could get you get something that was on your registry. I don't think you want that. I'm waiting.
It's
to find.
On the registry for a reason.
I am waiting,
for the perfect gift.
I am waiting to find the perfect gift for you.
I love that.
I have yet to find it, and I've been looking now for. 2 years?
You've put more thought into it than...
Really, honestly, I have.
Yeah, all the schmucks that just gave something that year.
See?
Keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
Right, and see all the
schmucks... No, that's the agita.
And all the schmucks that gave something that year. Mm-hmm. If you invited just close-knit friends, they would really be like... Taking their time out.
I was being sarcastic. All the people that gave them, immediately. Oh, okay. That's usually what you do. Curtis actually gave me a gift prior to the wedding.
Oh, okay.
See, I feel like my presence was the present.
Huh? Yeah, it sure was.
Josh was for somebody.
Something we really think about quite too often.
You're the Josh Allen of Courtney's wedding.
Yeah.
And getting my old line.
Yeah, there's nothing like you being the bride and your 57-year-old coworker overshadowing everything.
Oh, and you know what's interesting? We had that Australian OnlyFans girl who had 1,000 men in whatever period of time. Using the time it took Greg that night, she could have finished that before the open bar closed.
Wow. The way I feel about it is essentially I waived my appearance fee for the two
there
of you.
There you go.
That's very, and you have an expensive one. I know what your appearance fee is. It's pricey.
You know what I mean, Wiggy?
I get you.
How I look at it. But, all right. Well,
if Ty comes, does the Corvus come for free?
Yeah, you would hope so.
All right.
That's a good point. I should invite Ty Law.
It's a Bruins Thursday. That means Mike Milbury will be on this show at 9 this morning. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they said it at 7. That is a back and forth on what was said yesterday. Speaking of the Bruins, Bruins ownership has spoken, and we will discuss what the chairman's son said about Stanley Cup or bust.
Wow.
During they said it. Okay.
All right.
That and other things coming up in about 45 minutes. And then the news.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtney at 7:45. Bad news today for Shime and for me. Why doctors have determined that that last glizzy should be your last glizzy ever.
Mm.
Shime, don't listen when we get to the news.
I won't. At 7:45. Plug my ears.
You may alter the appetizer list when it comes to the wedding. Are we doing Hill Notes at 9:20?
We are.
I feel like we should. They were good yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do that coming up as well on today's show. If you want to be on, you could call 617-779-7937. That is also the number that you can use to send a text on anything we are talking about or whatever is important to you today. So that is also the Subaru of New England text line. Text this show at any point. I won't do it now because we got to get to trending, but I have details on a bunch of ski and stay packages available for the first snow show.
Yes.
So thanks to the incredible work of the extraordinary Ashley at the Greg Hill Foundation, we have a bunch of ski and stay packages available for you. Or stay and ride packages, I should say, so right. Mango doesn't
stay
yell at me.
Stay and shred.
Stay and shred packages. And so I will share that information coming up before we get to this morning's leads. But here is Courtney with what is trending to start us off this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics had a tough night in Toronto. 110-97 Raptors, the final. The three-pointers, they just weren't falling like at 30, all.
35 or 36%.
They made 16 of their 46.
Yep.
They haven't been falling.
Nope, not at all, yeah.
We talked to Mego a little bit about this yesterday. I think the way they started that game Friday night, they had three three-pointers in the first quarter. They, like, when you rely on the threes and the threes only, and then, you know, that's Joe Mazzulla. That's his philosophy. Mm-hmm. And I get it, Wiggy. You love him. Best coach in the NBA. But they, I understand that, like, Mego and others, I think, are like, don't worry about, Wiggy's always like, don't worry about it. These, when it comes to the playoffs, these guys will turn it on, and maybe that's the case.
Right.
But I expected, coming off of the World Championship, that they would just be blowing teams out left and right. I didn't expect that. They have 12 losses or 13 now.
That's 12.
They've lost 12. 7 in their last 14 games.
Yeah, I did not expect that they would be sitting in third place, which I think they are.
Odd for such a well-coached team.
Second place in the Eastern Conference. They got the third best record in the NBA.
Okay.
But it was also concerning when it came to the defense last night, and they I know we're going to hear from Eddie House during They Said It This Morning, and I thought, I have not been nervous about the Celtics until I heard Eddie House last night talking about the way in which they are building what's the word I'm looking for?
Building a chemistry?
Nothing with chemistry, but like how they play every night is building character or building,
foundation?
I'm sorry. It'll come to me.
New Courtney game.
No.
What's the word?
But you know when it's on the tip of your tongue.
What does it start with?
No, it's not even. I can't.
What is it? Are they building something good or bad?
Bad.
Does it rhyme with anything?
Oh, bad habits?
Bad habits.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're just building bad habits. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Kristaps Porzingis, he didn't mince words about the loss. Here's what he had to say.
I think we played with no spirit, with no personality. And it's just weak performance from us, honestly. So, yeah, we just play with no personality right now.
He's actually talking about Ken as a host.
And he was the only one that was shooting well from behind the three-point line was Porzingis.
Yeah, they're off tonight before taking on the Magic tomorrow at the TD Garden. And speaking of three-pointers, Adam Silver has heard the concerns of the amount that players are taking. He was on the herd with Colin Cowherd yesterday saying, we're on it. As the stewards of the game, we'll tweak it. We will correct those issues. Some crazy news out of Miami as Conor McGregor has been sued for sexual assault at a Heat game back in 2023. The lawsuit comes nearly 2 years after McGregor was first accused by the woman for sexually assaulting her in a bathroom after game 4 of the NBA Finals. The divisional round is set for this weekend on Saturday at 4:30. The Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. An all-natural, boneless, and now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market, Value Pack Signature Farms boneless chicken breasts or thighs, just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Order ahead for pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Gosh, I'm so sorry about that little brain fart I had there.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. I'll rebound, I promise. Yeah. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Never apologize. It is, feels like 12 outside, Greg. It's going to be 30 today. Absolutely frigid. And just so you know, when you get back from Miami next week, a chillier polar vortex hits the region.
Chillier than the last one?
On Tuesday, the real feel will be -3.
Oh, God.
I was hoping you brought some of that heat back with you.
Yeah, no. Is there snow Sunday night into Monday? Is that what I saw?
There's a Manitoba Clipper that's coming down. Could be 3 to 6, could be a miss, could be more.
Okay. All right, Curtis, thank you. We are going to get to our leads. What we think perhaps is the most important story of the day next.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.